We are here at a very crowded 2017 MAX conference put on by the very fine folks at Northwest Credit Union Association. And look what we have here, Samantha Paxson from Co-op
Hi.
Financial Services. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, no. And it's like all the people, I think a session just got out or something's going on, but there's a lot of people here. How's the show for you? I mean, you got here, what, today,
it's
yesterday?
Wonderful. I got here at 2 o'clock in the morning last night
because
I came directly from Bunny 2020.
Oh, so, I heard, yeah.
That show is actually still going on, but I had some speaking work to do here today, but it's good seeing the energy and the conversation about all of the shifts that are happening in financial technology, financial services, and payments, and business, and what we need to do to shift to adapt and move faster.
No doubt. And let's talk about what you talked about, because you were at the Global Women's Leadership Network. They had like a luncheon or presentation or a session.
It was a session.
Okay.
It was a session of leaders. And, you know, Global Women's is an incredible group that is run by Woku. And they have a mission of helping women really progress in their leadership and their careers within the credit union space. And something that I think is unique to women and female leadership is really the juxtaposition of the digital transformation of business that's happening right now.
Right.
We're seeing it in the financial services world. We're seeing it within financial technology. And what's unique about this disruption, this fourth industrial revolution that we're very much experiencing, is that it's not that we're just developing new end technologies. We're kind of re-evaluating as an industry the entire business model. The entire way we have to behave is completely new. And what I argued today with Global Women's is the fact that women are uniquely suited to help transform organizations. They have what's been termed in the past as kind of the softer skills, the more human side of leadership. Those are very well-suited leadership behaviors that bring an organization together to behave as an ecosystem. They bring the space between functions more tightly together. They help different functional areas collaborate and be creative and problem solve and do the kind of critical thinking that we need to do to help shift our organizations to be more digital and to deliver like the Amazons and Googles and Apples of the world.
Yep.
That are getting into our space.
They're getting in our space.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we were talking before the recording that people are now expecting an Amazon experience wherever they go, and credit unions need to follow suit with that, or else who knows what's going to happen, or some disruptor is going to come in there and do the same thing. So
very true. And the part that's unique about that is we need all kinds of thinking. We all have to move really fast. We can't be fearful or let's wait and see. We have to be jumping in with both feet and having our organizations really collaborate and bring in the most diverse perspectives possible so that we can anticipate what our members are going to want. How can we knit together our services in a cohesive, consistent, digitally first, data first way so that we can behave like Amazon? And so what that requires, if you think about how a credit union operates or how co-op operates or how Fiserv operates or whomever, whatever kind of organization that was created before the year 2000, we all have to evolve our functional design, the technology behind that, and to really see how we behave differently and do this really fast.
Now, also before the recording, you told me, you said that the top-down hierarchical, gosh, if I can say that, hierarchical?
Hierarchical.
There you go. is history now, kind of. Or there's a new, kind of a new organization at companies now that that's going to kind of, I don't know, pave the way, I guess.
It's very 20th century.
Okay.
I mean, that top-down, siloed, command and control kind of leadership.
Yeah.
Will not enable organizations to move quickly enough to shift.
Right.
So if you think about an organization that's in silos and they have a leader at the top and they're driving the strategy and the change throughout that silo, it only impacts that silo.
Right,
it only impacts that functional area.
Right.
So if we have to deliver as this kind of everybody moving at the same time machine, we have to completely change the way we lead mm-hmm. and the way we functionally design our organization. So we need to help people undergo change. I mean, that's a lot of change management that needs to happen internally within our credit unions. We need to be creative and see which functions should go together differently. How should our end members be experiencing our channels in a different way? How can we anticipate and integrate and anticipate member needs and integrate some of those channels together mm-hmm. and have the channels come to the member? Mm-hmm. They don't want to go to the credit union. They want all of that to be really frictionless. And so, you know, we all need, all of us in the industry really need to collaborate to innovate. Mm-hmm. We have an incredible scale within the credit union space. I think my, and we have an incredible, if we talk about women in leadership, we have an incredible workforce. I mean, I think 70% of the credit
union workforce
is female. Mm-hmm. So we
But when it comes to the C-suite, it's not...
Right.
It's a little scary.
And I feel a little lucky because at Co-op, we're 50-50 male-female in the C-suite and 60-40 female-to-male ratio and VP and SVP team. Oh, so what's interesting is that we didn't really do that. I wish we could say we did that by design, but I really think that we're looking... Our leadership has been looking for the best possible candidates to do the work, and we really focus on how do we help transform our organization. It's completely where we're going, so we need that diverse set of perspectives to help drive our organization forward and the movement forward.
You gave me some stat before we started recording. What was it, 16 out of the 20 something or whatever? I can't remember what it was. It was pretty telling.
We were talking about entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I you know, I'm a fan of that word, and I always think that, you know, we really treat entrepreneurs lead startups, that they're kind of the rock stars of the business world. And it probably is easier, it seems easier to start something fresh with where technology is now. We've seen it with SoFi, that they now have 350,000 members. They call them members, right. They're an incredibly, and they started in the year 2011, the year my son was born, my six-year-old. So I don't know any credit union that has 350,000 members that did it in 6 years. So what's interesting about that is that entrepreneurs, they change an organization from the inside out. And this is truly what we're talking about. We're talking about transforming our legacy organizations. And there was a study done by Lehigh University looking at the core competencies of entrepreneurship. And they found that women had 12 of the 16 core capabilities of entrepreneurship. They were more likely to have the transformative leadership styles than men. And men can be taught. I mean, this is more of a human issue. This is how we should behave as human leaders.
Because not a gender issue, it's a human issue, right?
Exactly. I mean, both genders can be human first. That this is the type of leadership that we need in order to have humanity and technology knit together to deliver what consumers expect today.
Right.
It's our creativity, it's our ability to innovate, it's our strategy, and it's helping organizations shift and change to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. As you were talking about kind of changing a culture at a credit union and with this kind of a new model, so to speak, how do you convince a credit union that's, I don't know, $250 million, just been around for years and years and years, how do you convince a credit union like that to change their model in order to be a success in this kind of new era that we're in? Is there an answer for that, or is that too big of a question right now for anybody?
From a leadership perspective,
from
to have more women or to digitally transform?
Well, now you've stumped me.
I'm going to interview you now.
Please, please do. I'm just thinking because we have to be so... so agile,
nimble.
I
worry that those credit unions that are in wait and see mode will be absorbed.
Yeah.
And that is a tough thing to say.
That's my fear too,
But I don't want to come at it from fear. We've got to come at it from a fire in our belly because we've got people that need credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt.
People need credit unions. So we need credit unions to run toward change, run into change. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we need them to lift the leaders that are about transformation, mm-hmm. that are about shifting the organization, deeply understanding mm-hmm. where their members are, that are looking to partner with organizations that are going to take them there. Yeah. They need to look at integrating their channels. They need to look at a data first mm-hmm. and digital first strategy. Mm-hmm. You know, they're looking at, I mean, lending has been a primary part of our model, part of the credit union model for years and years and years. We're seeing consumer behavior shift. In order for us to be truly, for our system mm-hmm. to be truly have PFI and to grow, these are the kinds of changes we need to make yeah. to be relevant and important and continue to do the good work that our mission was founded upon. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Samantha, this is a topic that we could go on for another 2 hours for sure. And you have all this stuff in your head that it just seems like it's just waiting to get out and really make some even bigger changes that you've already made in this industry. So thank you for all that you've done. And it's always a pleasure having you on the show because I learned so much. So it's really, really cool to have you back. So
thank you.
Look forward to the next conversation. Keep up the good work. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Will do.